Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Increasing clouds, some late day showers on this Easter Sunday. Highs in the mid 50s, east winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, showers, a few storms around, some of the rain locally heavy, lows in the lower 40s. Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 39 at our studios.
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
Max FM, Max FM, 99.7 Max FM.
We take you live to First United Church of Christ in Sauk City for the Sunday morning worship service.
Good morning, church. Good morning. Welcome and happy Easter. It is so good to be here together on this lovelier than expected morning. A few announcements before we start. Our greeters today are Sean and Barb. Thank you. And Shirley is our liturgist. Radio sponsors are Steve and Marcy in honor of Marcy's mom. If you'd like to sponsor a radio broadcast, this is an important ministry. We have a number of radio listeners, so just contact the office. Also, we have some small group signups out in the lobby. We'll be doing some small group meetings over the summer. If you're interested in being part of that, please sign up. And we've been doing coffee hour every week. We'll continue that through the summer as well. And that's, we've also got a sign-up sheet that if it doesn't get filled, I'm going to carry around to everybody. If lots of people do sign up to take a Sunday here and there, nobody has to do it very often. And everyone enjoys it. So welcome, friends. If you have not been here for a while, or if you were here yesterday setting up flowers, welcome if you grew up in this church, or if you're new here. Welcome to men and women, or however you identify. Welcome whatever your background, whomever you love, whatever your gifts and your abilities. It is good to be together, and you are welcome. You are celebrated here. Now let's take a few moments of silence to come into this holy time, this holy space. It is Easter morning. Imagine going to that tomb after losing someone that you love. It's early, the sun is just rising. You can smell the smoke, maybe flowers, grass in the air. And you arrive and find it empty. Imagine the shock, the bewilderment, the awe.
Good morning. Please stand if you are able to join us in our call to worship. We gather a community of faith in God's subversive world. We gather to celebrate that darkness cannot extinguish light. We gather to remember that love can be more powerful than death, and to trust that peace is stronger than violence. We gather people of faith in the light of God's world.
Thank you.
Please join me in our prayer of unburdening. Gracious God, we confess that at times resurrection joy can be hard to find. We confess that too often the powers and principalities of this world convince us that they are all powerful and impossible to stand against. We swear, rather than look for, long for, and work for a more just and loving world, fill us with your healing love and help us to become the disciples that you need to serve in this world. For we ask this in the name of the risen Jesus Christ. Amen. And hear this assurance of God's love. Christ is risen. The stone is rolled away, the tomb empty. Mary calls, "I have seen the Lord." We have seen Christ too. In helping hands, in compassionate acts, in choices to stand for what is right and restore love in this world. We are called to new life, a life of freedom and peace, a life of care for each other. Walk forward on this journey of faith, knowing that your community is with you. God is with you. Amen. For which we all say, thanks be to God.
For thankful in the Lord I will rejoice. Look to God, do not be afraid. Lift up your voice as the Lord is near. Lift up your voice as the Lord is
Good morning and happy Easter. To be bolden is not a mistake. Both of our anthems today are entitled He is Risen. We thought we needed to reinforce that. They are totally different, but they both celebrate the same thought.
Time. Would our kiddos like to come up? Don't want that to fall. It is good to see you all this morning. Hi, there's room. We have lots of flowers, but there's room in between all the flowers. We'll make room. Hello. There's not room. We can only sit down on the floor here, too. Has anyone had Easter eggs yet? Yeah. Did you color eggs, or do you have the plastic eggs, or both? Plastic eggs full of candy and maybe toys and things. It's a very, very important part of Easter. Eggs. I'm going to cook these into a quiche later. So, multitasking this morning. But eggs are a symbol of Easter, and an important one. Is in the springtime, all kinds of things are coming back to life. There's flowers. At the farms, there are all kinds of little chicks. The baby goats will be coming soon. I love baby goats. I would like to get one. Right? That'd be cool, huh? You can play with my dog. I think it's a good idea. See, right? So eggs are a really important symbol because they show us life. They show us possibility. They show us birth and new things. And so that's why we have eggs at Easter. It's not just because they're delicious. And it's not just because we can put candy in them. Good morning. You need some eggs too, huh? Yeah. Eggs. They're so much a part of Easter. Hey. Hi. Fetch. It is real. You thought there would be something in it. Yeah, this one is empty. Whoop. That's what happened on Easter morning. Mary Magdalene went to the tomb. She thought there was going to be something in there. She thought Jesus would be in there. She thought Jesus had passed away. He was going to be in the grave. And then she found he wasn't there. He was risen. And she was probably even more surprised than Reagan was when she was trying to catch and not have an egg broken on her. More surprised than that. It's another report. So Easter is about surprise, about life and wonderful surprises. The rest of these eggs, I really am going to make into a quiche. And we've got some candy here in a basket. You want to take a couple? And if it's okay with your parents, you can have it. Yeah? You can take whatever you want. You can take two. Give your brother another one, too. It's so hard to choose. It is very hard to choose. This is how I wind up with a lot of clothes. And also maybe a baby goat. All right. Yes, of course. Happy Easter, dear ones. We are so glad you're here. All right, let's pray, and then you can go back and sit with your families. Holy God, bless these kids, bless all the kids in our lives, in our hearts. May they experience Easter joy. May they grow in wisdom. May they grow in faith. May they grow in love of you, of their neighbors, of themselves. In your name we pray. Amen. All right. Thank you.
This is a reading from the book of Isaiah. For I am about to create new heavens and a new earth. The former things shall not be remembered or come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I am creating. For I am about to create Jerusalem as a joy and its people as a delight. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and delight in my people. No more shall the sound of weeping be heard in it, or the cry of distress. No more shall there be an infant who lives but a few days, or an old person who does not live out a lifetime. For one who dies at 100 years will be considered a youth, and one who falls short of 100 will be considered accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For like the days of a tree shall the days of my people be, and my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain or bear children for calamity, for they shall be offspring blessed by the Lord and their descendants as well. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox. But the serpent, its food shall be dust. They shall not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, says the Lord. The word of God.
Thank you, Shirley. Our gospel this morning is from John, chapter 20, verses 1 through 8. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet, they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. I'm going to read a little bit further. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabuni,"
which means teacher. Jesus said to her, do not hold on to me because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, I have seen the Lord. And she told them that he had said these things to her. Listen to what the Spirit is saying to the church. In Jesus' time, even more than our own, knowing your place was important. For survival, even. Jesus was a Jewish man living in Roman-occupied Judea. He was not a citizen. Citizenship was not for such as him. He had no rights. He had no standing, even in his own community. He wasn't a high priest. He wasn't even a priest. He was just the son of a carpenter. He had no money or status, no connections, no power. But when he grew up, Mary and the carpenter's son, he started to attract followers. And that's when he became really dangerous. He was teaching the crowds. He was healing people. People began to talk about him as a Messiah, a new king, and that was dangerous. Because Roman officials and religious leaders and all of the hierarchy knew this guy did not know his place. So they decided to remind him and anyone else who might forget their place. They arrested Jesus and convicted him and sentenced him to die by crucifixion. That was a punishment only a non-Roman citizen could receive. Even this manner of his death, they tried to put him in his place. They wrote King of the Jews above his cross, a joke, because he didn't know his place. So they killed him and they hung him up and put him in a tomb to put him in his place and to serve as a warning to others who might not know their own place. That was Good Friday. And we call it Good Friday because we know that Easter comes. Without Easter, it would have been the worst day. And often it seems like we are living in Good Friday. Unjust treatment and violence, especially of poor folks, especially of non-citizens, especially in occupied territories, especially people with darker skin, especially women and children, it happens all the time. It was the worst day ever, Good Friday, and it wasn't that unusual. Because on Good Friday, people are supposed to know our place and say, that's just how it is. The world is a complicated mix of generosity and selfishness, of kindness and horror, of love and fear that turns to violence, much like Jesus' time was. And this world, this culture, tells you that that's just how it is. That's how it's supposed to be. You might believe there's nothing that you can do. There are high taxes for the poor and not the wealthy. Immigration, refugees not being treated well. Brown people, poor people, told to know their place. There are still churches. Many of us came from them that said, a woman's place is not up at the pulpit. If you are gay or transgender, there are a lot of signals to know your place. Not this bakery, not the military, not that bathroom, not that team. Or maybe there is no place for you. And then Easter comes and Easter says, no. No. The place the world tells you, that isn't your place. God has a different place for you, a place of love, a place of life, a place where every tear is wiped away. Mary Magdalene, who was maybe the very most faithful disciple of Jesus, goes to the tomb early in the morning, the very first opportunity she could, to attend Jesus' body. And she finds the stone rolled away, for that stone too would not know its place. The body is gone. She's afraid that someone has come to steal it. She tells Peter and the disciple, and they race to the tomb, and they have no idea what this means, so they leave. And she stays, because she doesn't know what else to do. And she encounters Jesus. First, she thinks he's the gardener. I've wondered about that. How did she not recognize him? Is it that she's mourning and grief brain is a real thing? We're in a fugue state where nothing seems real? Is he somehow different? Is it the moment is so incredible, so unreal, because nothing tells you to know your place quite like death does? But the Easter story tells us that Jesus wouldn't know his place. He wouldn't stay put, because that was not his place. The message of Easter is God is doing a new thing. Our Isaiah reading tells us that former things will not be remembered. No more weeping, no more distress, no more greed or poverty or war or violence. Even the wolf and the lamb are going to lie down together, and the lion's going to be eating straw. And this lovely vision of God's kingdom tells us that what we accept as just the way of things, it's not God's way. It's not the way of love. Jesus did know his place, and it wasn't in the tomb. He wouldn't be put in a box, and he would not be left in a box. So Easter calls us to try to see with God's eyes, eyes of love and possibility, not to accept what culture and this world tells us is our place. Rosa Parks was told that her place was at the back of the bus. Ruby Bridges was told her place was the colored school. Susan B. Anthony was told that her place was in her husband's kitchen and not the voting booth. Nelson Mandela, Mahatma Gandhi, Harvey Milk, Marsha Johnson, Amelia Earhart. So many people who didn't know their place, and this was a good and beautiful thing. Some of the greatest examples of courage I know come from stories of African-American students in the 60s who set out to integrate lunch counters. They walked into Woolworths and sat down and asked to be served lunch. They were refused and asked to leave, and they didn't go. They continued to sit even as people shouted at them and threatened them, sometimes trying to physically drag them out. They were accused of forgetting their place. And how wrong and misguided and evil those accusations were, because they did know their place. They knew exactly where they should be, right there at the lunch counter. So many of those people who participated were people of faith. They believed in a real way in this Jesus who knew his rightful place, and so rose again. And they drew strength from this faith that said they could rise too. His place was beside the poor, beside the brokenhearted, beside the women, beside the children. That was his place, and that means it is our place too. And that's the good news of Easter. When the world told Jesus he didn't know his place, he showed them that he did know it. And his place was not in the tomb. And that good news matters today still, because for all the ways that the world tells us to know our place, for all the ways that tries to put God's love in a tomb, it will not stay there. Even when it seems like our world is dominated by greedy and lazy and stupid, there is good. Jesus reminds us that is not our place. That's not who we're supposed to be. This is not God's vision of justice and shalom and peace. Resurrection is real. New life is real. Because of this good news, we can know our real place. Ours is an Easter faith. an Easter faith. It's a faith that rejects the lies of empire and hierarchy and patriarchy that tally a person's worth according to all of these characteristics. These lies tell us to know our place and not challenge things. Hate and violence and fear and bigotry and poverty. But faith tells us our real place is to rise up. Easter wasn't a thing that was happened once 2,000 years ago. If it has any meaning at all, Easter still happens all the time. It happens every day and around us and in us. Each Sunday we celebrate new life and resurrection and possibility, knowing that our place is not what the world tells us. Because of new life, because of Christ, the way is open for all of us not to know our place. Easter is not a thing that we commemorate. It's a thing that we live, a thing that we create. And it lives when a gay or transgender kid who may have been bullied for years, maybe by their own families, refuse to believe that they are anything less than God's beloved. Lives when a little girl says she can grow up to be anything, even a pastor or a president. It lives when we cross lines that were drawn by fear and extend our hands and our hearts to those who might seem different from us. Whether that difference is race or religion or gender identity or orientation, ethnicity, abilities, whatever the difference is. Easter lives when we forget our places. At least the ones the world tells us about. It lives when we say that no one, not one person, gets to put our hopes and our love in the tombs of this world. No one gets sealed up. The truth is that Easter changes everything. That morning changed everything. And also, it changes nothing. Mary was transformed. Pilate and Herod, they went on as if nothing had happened. An empire does try to go on as if nothing has happened, but we can be transformed. Easter changing everything, that's a choice, and it is a challenge. If Jesus isn't going to stay put, we can't either. What is it that makes us stay in place? What does it convince us not to be where others put us? What is it that keeps us from finding our real places in this world? That first morning, Mary went to the tomb, and Jesus called her by name, Mary. He said her name, and she knew him. He tells her not to hold on to him. And imagine that, someone you love, someone you adore, has returned, and of course you want to grab onto them and hug and hold them and not let go. And he says, no, don't hold on to me, because things have changed. Mary and the disciples, they're going to want him to be who he always was so they can be who they always were with him. He's the teacher, they're the students, he's the leader, they're the followers, he's in charge. They sit at his feet and they bicker a lot. And he says, no, that's not your place anymore. Now you are to be the church. I don't mean organized religion. I don't even mean the UCC and our lots of disorganization. I mean to be the people of God, of extravagant love and radical welcome and justice. People who believe that God is still speaking, that Easter is a reality even today, and are trying to figure out together what the heck any of this means. He sent her, a woman, to tell the others. In Jesus' time, a woman couldn't even testify at court. And he made her the witness. Theologian Jürgen Moltmann, and it's somewhere in the slides, said, without women preachers, we would have no knowledge of the resurrection. Mary didn't know her place. She wouldn't stay in her place. Jesus called her out of what the world said were her limits. to marry, what the world tells you is your place, was never, never your place. God has a whole big different vision. Your place is apostle to the apostles. And dear church, Jesus calls you too. Jesus calls you by name. Get out of what the world tells you is your place. Know your real place. Amen. And our hymn is in the red hymnal. It's number 29, Morning Has Broken. To share prayers with God who knows and loves us in all things.
We should keep Carol Hainberger, Carol Crow, and Patsy Herring in our prayers. They're all experiencing health issues. And thanks to all the ladies that decorated. The church looks beautiful.
I haven't asked permission to share this, but my son Evan had surgery on Thursday to repair an old fracture in his left wrist. And so just prayers that, specifically prayers that his body accepts the bone graft and that everything heals well.
Thank you. I'd ask for prayers for a close friend, Del Brannick, who passed away this week. Del faced life's trials and challenges with faith and grace, and just a good man, probably next to my dad, the most inspirational guy in my life. He'll be laid to rest on Wednesday.
I was speaking with Chris Spalwig last evening, and excuse me, she works at the food pantry. In fact, I believe she's the manager, and she said that their funding has been cut dramatically. So if anybody has some extra money, they have to pretty much buy all of their food now. So it would be something that all of us could do here in town.
Thank you for your prayers. My brother-in-law is doing much better. My sister has gotten more rest, and things are going better. So thank you.
I'd like to pray for all the people who don't know their place, who marched on all the capitals across the country.
I would like to say a prayer for the children in the church. There's nothing like going to a church where the sound of children is very, very present. I'd also like to say a prayer for, I have a coworker, Lisa. Her son Luke is in the reserves, and he joined to help people, and now he's been placed at the border, and he's deporting people, which is 100% against what he signed up for, and he is he's struggling very, very much on what his morals are, what's right, what's wrong, what he's supposed to do. And I pray for Luke every single day, and I hope the rest of you do too.
I want to thank you for your prayers for my friend Deb, who is experiencing some improvement in her platelet count and still has a long, long way to go, but I feel it's definitely a resurrection of sorts for her right now. So thank you, and please continue to pray for her. And I just pray for our country right now, and that this might indeed for us be a Good Friday and not the worst Friday in our history.
There are no more prayers to share aloud. Let's take a few moments of silence for the prayers that we hold in our hearts.
Carol
and Patsy and Evan, for Deb, for Luke, the family of Dell. We pray for food pantries and all those who are going hungry. We pray for Head Starts and health clinics and all the places that help people and are continuing to help people. And holy God, we give thanks. We give thanks for people who don't know their place, who stand for justice. We give thanks for children. We give thanks for healing Diana's brother-in-law getting better. We give thanks for this church, this community, everyone who did the decorating, the beautiful flowers. It takes all of us to be the church. Holy God, hear these prayers and the prayers we hold in our hearts. Amen. And let us pray together as Jesus taught us. You can use whatever words are comfortable. Holy Parent, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. The power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. These gifts we give freely and joyfully to witness and inspire the resurrection. May we follow wherever your spirit may lead. May we love with the heart and compassion of Jesus flowing through us. May we be children of resurrection, children of hope, children of grace. Amen. We have a choir song again. He is risen. There are a lot of Easter songs named some variation of He is Risen.
Thank you.
listening to the Sunday Morning Worship Service from the First United Church of Christ in Sauk City. WRPQ Baraboo, W279 EG Reedsburg. This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere. Take you to St. John's Lutheran Church in Baraboo for the Sunday morning worship service. For worship times, visit stjohnsbaraboo.org.
Good morning. A blessed Easter to you. Our word.